What's going on, fellas, ladies, homies, peeps? Welcome to the Young Minds Podcast. Justin and I have just had an amazing conversation about everything, anything and everything, literally everything in the world.
Is that what we're talking about?
We did talk about everything in the world, and you'll understand what we mean by that.
Yes.
We dove into so many different topics. We just talked, first off, we kind of glossed over.
We started with something that happened to me at work the other day.
Yes.
A very bad injury with someone else and some.
Involving ice cream.
Paramedics and ice cream and a lot of things happening. We talked about how much we fart in the studio and that the walls are padded with foam and that equates to something. So you'll get to that.
Yeah. Saving farts as memories. then also, all right, so the real nitty gritty.
Yeah, that was all like jokes and stuff.
Yeah, we went into a National Geographic special that we watched on Netflix. We'll give you the info there. Incredible series.
Truly life-changing.
It's such an eye-opener, and just hear us out for this, because this will change the way that you view everything that you do. That's pretty deep. Then we also talk about the benefits of eating healthy, which we always do, but now it's actually... the benefits have arrived. They are here now. We feel good every single day, and there's a reason why. So you'll hear what we meant by that.
Yeah, we explain the changes we've seen.
Yeah, so why we're not getting sick anymore. Let's put it at that. Then also, what else did we do? You had that one question, which was
awesome. We dove into a pretty cool question about going back in time at a certain point, and what you would do if you were younger in high school again, and kind of broke that down into different concepts, because it's not so simple if you think deep into it.
Yeah.
And that opened up the doors of our past a little bit. And, you know, it's good sometimes to think about your past, see how you've progressed the past, you know, 5-10 years, and pick out the things you like, pick out the things you don't like, and try and move forward with what you do like.
Yeah, and assess all of your failures and see if you've learned from them and you did things that you would regret, you know, in 5 years, or are you doing things now that you will regret in the future? You know, it's a good way to audit your life.
Yep. And then before we move on to the podcast, I do want to let you guys know that this podcast right here and all the ones moving forward are sponsored by Neuroast, which is a coffee blend that I drink basically every day. Every single day I drink this coffee. And let me tell you something, I hate coffee. I'll say right here on the podcast, I hate coffee. However, this blend, it tastes different, but it's still coffee, and it is delicious. And why does it taste different, Justin? Well, let me tell you why. It is because it is a coffee, an organic Italian dark roast, with added benefits in it, such as cordyceps, which are mushrooms, ashwagandha, lion's mane.
Which are mushrooms.
All these mushrooms blended with this coffee. It might sound gross, and you might hate mushrooms, but no, it does not taste like that. It tastes like a beautiful mix of coffee / hot cocoa, which I can tolerate.
So good.
And it's so good.
Cinnamon.
So what that does is this coffee that I drink every day not only gives me the little coffee boost with caffeine, but gives me a mood and neurotransmitter boost, if you could say so, and also immune health boost, right, because of the mushrooms.
Yes.
Or was that stretching out?
Stretching it.
I feel like it says on the back of the bag.
Go for it.
Immune
Look at
health.
The back.
I'll be right back.
Immune health? Okay. So basically there are adaptogens. Inside this coffee, we have adaptogens, which are basically an oxidative stress reliever, right?
Huh, I was right. Ready? Focus and energy, mental clarity, antioxidants, relaxed focus, gut health, the turkey tail.
Ah, okay.
And then full body wellness. Yeah, turkey tail. Yes. Turkey tail, guys, I thought was a turkey tail, but it's actually a mushroom.
It's what makes turkeys fly.
So anyway, this Neuroast, I've been drinking it every day. Frank drinks it a lot.
Forever.
And we love it so much. We reach out to them, and they reach out to us at the same time. I think it was kind of mutual decision.
It's weird, actually. It's kind of odd.
Yeah,
it's like, wait,
it was,
you guys,
really.
I didn't ask you. But
like, they
now
were
we
so
are.
Cool. The people who work there are so cool, which is why we both decided to work with them. So now, if you use code YOUNGMINDS
at
checkout,
how much more do they get off now?
Now you get 15% instead of 10% off.
Guys, you're basically getting it for free. So,
and it's pretty, it's actually like really cheap to begin with.
If
even
you
if you
go
had
to
nothing,
Starbucks every day, and look, I get it, fine. You don't have to make it yourself. You don't have to do all that shit. But you save like 60% by doing that. Like the amount of money that you would save.
And plus, Starbucks is trash with
and
all their
not
artificial sweeteners.
Giving you any nootropic benefits. You're not helping your brain. You're overstimulating with caffeine. You're going to have a giant crash from the adrenaline spike. You're going to have a bunch of issues with your kidneys. I see nothing beneficial from having Starbucks coffee because it's too easy.
The feeling you get from Neuroast is honestly completely different than the feeling.
Because it's not that druggy caffeine feel. It's
sugar.
I'm mentally clear.
Or sugar.
The Yeah, I feel like the ability to kind of think up words, right? So I'm not thinking. I'm not thinking straight on my nerves because I didn't. Yeah, I didn't fucking drink it. But anyway, they're amazing. Give them a try. Use code YOUNGMINDS at checkout, no space, for 15% off. Also, we are brought to you by Onnit. Onnit is a holistic approach to supplementation, exercise, and also just brain development. Everything from ranging from the training styles all the way to supplementation.
Yeah, they have so many products on their page. We can't
just
even talk about
it. Just go to Onnit.com.
Literally, don't even buy anything. Just go to Onnit.com and scroll through their items, read the ingredients, and if you do find something that you think interesting,
shoot us a DM.
Use code. Well, shoot us a DM and ask us about it.
I will tell you which flavor of what is great and
Frank should actually work. He's a professional with Onnit.
I'm the one with the shirt, bro.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a shirt.
But anyway, you're gonna use promo code YOUNGMINDS with no space for 10% off at checkout, and just give her a try. Just give her a look, and then you give her a try after.
Yes. All right, so with that being said, we're jumping into the podcast. Enjoy. We'll it's a good one. Hold on tight. Baby,
hey, Frank, what exactly does it mean to be growth-minded?
Well, Justin, I'm glad you asked. It's a state of mind where you realize you don't know everything, but are open and willing to learn more in order to achieve more. And how does one know where to learn these things? What if it's false information?
Well, bud, that's why you listen to the Young Minds podcast, where they tackle the most up-to-date and relevant topics with unfiltered discussion aimed at optimizing this video game that we call life.
Wow, I'm excited. I think I'm going to go ahead and leave a 5-star review on Apple, iTunes, and Facebook.
I don't want to shit on it and ruin it. I was like, maybe we could add something at the end. I don't know.
So I actually wanted to tell you about a story that happened at work. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I didn't tell you, and it was so hard for me to withhold this.
Yeah.
Crazy. So I turned the corner, right, in the dining room. There's like a little railing. I turn the corner, and I see this guy on the floor. And what it looks like is that he stepped in ice cream and hit the floor, right? And then as I walk closer, like, everyone starts gathering around him, and like, people are kind of in a panic. So I'm just like, fuck, this guy must have fell hard and hit his head, and, you know, it must be bad. And I'm like, shit, he slipped on this ice cream. And I walk closer, and I get hit with this like pure shit smell. Just crap, bro.
And I'm so confused.
I know, dude, it's a crazy story. But so, hits me, and I'm like, whoa. And I back up, and I'm like, that is shit. And this guy passed out, shit himself. It went through the bottom of his pants and just hit the floor. And there's shit everywhere. So, of course, the entire restaurant smells. Everyone's looking. The managers and everybody freaking out, calling 911. So what had happened is this guy had a heart attack and hit the floor and then shit himself at the same time. And it was like pure diarrhea. For those of you listening who love this kind of stuff, like, perfect.
Perfect opener.
No, because it happened. I didn't tell you till this podcast because I wanted to keep it on air.
So, I want to laugh, but like heart attacks are not funny, of course,
it's not funny. But so anyways, he had a heart attack, hit the ground, and just shit at the same time. And the entire restaurant smells and everyone's freaking out because not everyone can see it because, you know, a restaurant doesn't have a view of the entire – like where he fell, there's people around the corner, but they smell it. Mm-hmm. So everyone's kind of freaking out, and they bring him to like the back bathroom, and he keeps just shitting himself. And it was so bad. It was a horrible situation. Paramedics show up.
And he was conscious at that point?
He like woke up, but was kind of obviously very weak and delirious. Paramedics show up, the cops show up, and this whole ordeal, and everyone else is just trying to eat dinner, and it just smells like fucking shit, dude. Like, so bad. And one of my coworkers, not one of them, but one specifically was freaking out a little more than the others. And he's the one I always pick on, who's like overweight. Not pick on, but I always talk about on this podcast, like the one who's overweight.
You fat shame.
And no, he always asks me for advice, and then when I tell him advice, he like, I love myself. I don't have to fucking. And I'm just like, okay, bro, like, don't ask me. Fuck you then. Don't ask me for advice. So anyway, he was kind of freaking out, like, oh my god, this is crazy. And I was like, you know what, dude, this is a perfect example of what happens when you don't take care of your health.
So what happens when you eat ice cream? You slip on it and have a heart attack.
Yeah.
And you hurt yourself and you shit yourself in front of a bunch of
people. I mean,
people.
No, but it's all seriousness. I was like, this is what I explained to him. I was like, bro, you just saw firsthand what happens when you don't take care of your health. And when you heart attack and strokes, they are the number one killers in the world. Heart disease, it is not car accidents, it's not alcohol, it's not guns, it's not terrorists.
Terrorist. I said it with a W. The terrorists are coming.
Oh my God. Wow, season four is starting off with a bang.
And just an FYI, so we have a blower behind us.
Explain that. A blower doesn't...
So I'm going to explain, but it's, that's the thing that we're talking about here, right? So in the bathroom behind us, there's one of those like air blowers. I can't get any closer, Justin.
I feel like you should get closer to the mic.
Well, I'm here right now. I'm inside the mic. The blower the blower is really loud. It's one of those like air, those jets where it's like...
It dries your hand in five seconds.
Like a Dyson. Yeah, and so we put a sign up that said, please refrain from using this jet engine-powered hand blow dryer.
It shakes our
walls. Please use the towels, and Justin spelt it T-O-W-L-S, and was like, what's wrong with this?
You just had to put that out
what's
here.
What's wrong with this? And I was like, the E. The E is what's wrong with this.
Bro, you know English is my first language. You can't use
it,
that on
it
me.
It is not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's far from it. But anyway, so if you ever heard a loud noise coming from there, some asshole disregarded our sign, and we'll know who it is when they walk out.
Right. We'll look at
that. But anyway, so yes, our first episode with Mike, I want to address just the volume really quick because we tried to adjust the volume because there is ambient sound around here, so we finally got the sweet spot. So this is the first one of perfect volume.
It should be better.
It should be better.
We didn't test it.
Yeah,
but
let's jinx it.
I changed it a little bit, so it should be good.
So we should be good here, so we apologize for that. But we finally moved in, and this lifestyle, this whether it was chosen or destined, whatever you want to call it, has completely changed my outlook on life. Completely. Right? And we haven't had great success yet, or I haven't had anything that was like breakthrough revolutionary, but what losing my job gave me was this ability to fully attack something that I want to attack and spend every waking moment of my day attacking it. And this is honestly, and I want to give a lesson here real quick, because this is something that I've always believed in and never had the actual, it never, besides being able to buy a car when I was 16 from saving money, it never really materialized, never made sense why I should save money, right? And the issue when I was younger never occurred to me. Like, oh, one day maybe you won't have a job and, you know, you might need income. I've worked my entire life to buy a car because I just wanted to buy a car. I didn't want to save to have a cushion just in case. I just wanted a car. And I bought a Subaru, a 2006 Subaru WRX STI, my favorite car ever. I wanted it so bad. And after a year and a half.
You were that type.
Yeah. After a year and a half, I realized this is not what I want to do. This is not what I want to own and have this liability. So then I was like, fuck this. I'm going to take my money and I'm going to save it and I'm going to invest it and make sure that, you know, I have a nest egg for later. And I thought I would just have a job forever and I'd go rise up the corporate ladder and do that shit. And, you know, after 10 years or so, not even 8 years, I find myself in this position where the jobs weren't cutting it. The professional life wasn't cutting it. And I'm here now and saving all the money that I've made over time and not spending recklessly and living under my means has finally served me well. This is the one time where I feel like, holy shit, things are actually okay and I don't have as much income coming in as I did before. But my time is now spent doing what I want. And now that it is spent doing what I want, I can now make the same amount of money but just doing the things that I enjoy, like personal training, nutrition consulting, and lifestyle training. Through this office that we've rented here, and I get to come here every single day, hang out with the coolest people I know, and just do shit that I love to do. And whether it be super productive or chill, or maybe Jen comes here or Caitlin comes here and hangs out with us, like, we get to be around the people that we love. And there's not a point in my day where I'm like, fuck, I gotta do that. And if it is, it's like a little chore thing that is gonna help me in the long run on this big picture. But being able to save and keep yourself kind of conservative through life and know that if shit does hit the fan at any point and you get a surprise and maybe a giant decrease in income, you're still going to be okay and it'll allow you to spearhead the things that you want to do. And this finally materialized, whether it be the studio itself or just the fact that I don't have a place to go to and waste my time every day.
And what's funny is that for me, it's the exact opposite. So I didn't have that job in the past where I made really good money. I was able to save and, you know, buy this dope car or whatever. Like you said, save in the past. And now it's beneficial that you just saved. Mm-hmm. I was always like paycheck to paycheck, you know, bad serving job after this job and that. And now, though, with opening the doors to like something passionate when it comes to training, working out, podcasting. Now, I don't want to say, oh, I'm making more money than I was, but yeah, now it was like a snap of a finger. As soon as I switched to something I was passionate about, the money just followed. Mm-hmm. Like, people just came to me with you know, wanting the knowledge or the work or the thing I was producing. Mm-hmm. And it happened. Skill set, it happened as soon as I made that jump, just like you, but you were the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Now I get to do that and still make comparable income, if not more, if I want to. But now I'm doing things that are going to help invest qualitatively, not necessarily quantitatively. I'm not putting money in and watching numbers grow. I'm putting in effort, and that is all growing. I mean, we have projects going on, multiple different projects, a product, a service product. We have all these mm-hmm. different things coming out that we now get to dive into and spend 100% of our time and actually enjoy it and be the creators of it, not being put on a job where we have a manager that says, hey, look, you guys must do this, this, and this. We take the power of the internet, the power of people's needs. We help fuel people's desire. The desire and need come together, and it's almost – you can't deny it. It's undeniable that if you need a fitness help, if you need nutrition help, we're making it so that it is impossible to fail. And that is the system that we're creating now. And I can't wait to release it. I'm talking about it right now, and I don't like mm-hmm. to talk about
things
before
they
happen.
You're talking about the service we're making.
Yes.
And the product.
But it's happening, and it's about to go down. So I want people to understand that if you do have something that you're really passionate about, and like you hear this cliche over and over again, and this is before anything gets really successful or we see numbers coming in, it doesn't even matter. I'm having a good time doing this. But if you find something that you're really passionate about, man, it's so obvious what the answer is. And for me, like, I had a job, and if you listen to the last podcast, I had a job that I didn't care about. It gave me great hours because it gave me 100% autonomy, and it gave me a great salary, and no one was looking over my shoulder. I took advantage of it, and for 4 years I was able to get by and do what the minimum. But at some point we had new management, and they started looking into more and more and more of what the employees did. And for me, I showed up very low on the productivity scale. And
which is shocking.
Which is, yeah, because everything else in my life, I
optimized to the full extent
with a fine-tooth comb. But this is the one thing where I go, well, in order to do those other things, I had to completely shortcut this job. And I got cut. And, you know, without a warning.
That's a good way of putting it.
And
yeah,
I
got cut from the team.
And, the team that I cared so much about. And so I got cut from that. And now it put me in the position that I always wanted. I always wanted to be in this position. But to pull the cord on that income and that comfort was so – that was probably never going
to
happen.
Well, I remember you talking. You didn't really want to do it. You kind of just wanted to hold on to your job for as long as you could just because it was safe.
Exactly.
And because it was, you know, it was a salary. You didn't have to worry about money coming in. And I don't think you would have taken that jump.
I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have unless
you got
fired.
I would have needed somebody to say, hey, Frank, look, we have something that we need you on full time for. And then it would have been them who dictated it. It would have never been me. That's the one thing that I noticed. Like, it would have never been my choice. How do you deny that much money? How do you deny that much safe
salary?
Money? It's so easy. But it was hindering my quality of life. You know, it kept me there 6 hours after I cleaned up my act.
But even with that, you still chose to stick with the safe salary.
Yeah,
exactly. Which is what a lot of people do.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what? Fuck, man. Like, there's no way I'm getting out of this. But I would always have those little internal conflicts and think, you know, maybe if you just kept it and, like, if you just found something good about it, like, just think positively about it. Maybe.
Which you did. I remember a couple times you told me, like,
after I got caught, I thought about it. And I was like, oh, you know, I could walk long distances. And by the end, I mean, like, past 2 months. Like, oh, maybe I'll park. And, like, because I was always sitting in my car. My hips were getting tight. Like, I just felt tired. When you're just sitting there in your car traveling from client to client, you just get really bored and really tired. And you're sedentary. I mean, you're technically at an office chair. You're at a desk.
Oh, definitely.
But I was like, oh, maybe I could just go walk long distances. And I'll park my car around the block. And, you know, I'll get a nice quarter mile to a half mile walk each way. Add up to a mile. It'll be nice, right? No big deal. That lasted about 2 weeks. And then I was like, this still sucks. I fucking hate it. There's nothing of value here. So getting cut, getting the boot, I needed that. Because now I don't look back and say, oh, man, see, I should have kept that salary. No, I can't. It was their choice. They got rid of me. So now destiny has pushed me in this direction. And bro.
And the beauty with my job is I can dwindle down the days. Mm-hmm. So now I just work weekends and that's it. You know, I can say, hey, I need Monday off. Like, I cannot work Mondays anymore. I cannot work weekdays anymore. And so that was, I know you couldn't do that because we talked about that. I was like, well, could you just go part-time? And it was a no-go.
No, I can't.
But question, how has your transition been for your daily activities? So going from always having a job and always doing the 9-to-5 and then working out after to having a completely free schedule where you dictate what you do. Because that's hard. A lot of people will think, oh, a free schedule, that would be fucking awesome. I'll have a ball. I'll have a blast. I could do everything I want. But then, okay, one day you have a blast. Day two, you have a blast. Day three, you're like, okay, I'm not, I need to structure something. Mm-hmm. You're like, how do I structure something myself? Then day four, you're like, okay, I'm bored. Day five, you're bored. Day six, you're like, okay, this isn't what it came out to be, you know? Like, what do I do with my life? So I know it's only been a week.
No, dude, it's been Friday it happened.
It's been and it's Friday. What is it?
It's Tuesday today.
I guess that's 4 days.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah. So how's it been? Saturday was the first day. Right. It was the first day and it was kind of like a weekend. So it felt natural. Monday is when it hit. Yesterday is when it like I was like, oh, it's Monday and nothing matters
except besides for what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I can't even say I've transitioned. I'm just waking up and realizing, OK, there's the responsibility that you have is to fulfill what you've always put off. Right now, things started immediately. Like we're starting that product. Or service, product, service, whatever you want to call it. And then I'm also getting into the investments, right? And that has immediately taken my attention.
Like and now quick, very quick, quick
yeah,
too.
Like immediately. Because then I was like, all right, do the things that you want to do. So the physical time spent hasn't been the most productive, but I'm getting acclimated to coming here in the morning, meal prepping, making sure I have enough food for the day, assessing what times a day I should work out. How do my clients fit in? How does our R&D for what we're doing? How long does that take? How much time in the day should we dedicate to it? What time of day do you and I have mutual? Like, and then also getting a new phone, I have to change a bunch of my accounts. Everything that's hooked up to an account, I've been changing email addresses and changing phone numbers. You know, my work was very intertwined in my life.
So you're still kept
figuring
busy.
Out. I'm keeping busy cleaning up the mess of, you know,
the transition.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm getting acclimated and that's really where I'm at right now. But there's still things going on that have prospered since getting rid of the job. Right. And now it's only been 2 weekdays. And now I'm getting everything assessed with my insurances and all those things that came from the job. And just seeing like where funds are going, what else am I expected of my job and things like that. So I'm waiting on phone calls and shit like that. My workouts have been super thorough. We're building content and, you know, I got to hang out with Jen during a time when she's off. Normally I would be working. So like I just felt like, oh, okay, let's get everything because I haven't seen her in a while. So, you know, today was kind of more of a hangout day. But it's weird because
it was a hangout day, if you want to call it. I mean, Caitlin's sitting right there with the headphones in, so she can't hear us, but she's sitting right here in the studio. So it was a hangout day, but we still, like, it was a productive hangout day.
Relative to what we're used to, right? So, like, for me, it was always like, here's that 6-hour chunk in your day where there's, you know, it's work focused, right? And then whatever I had left, how packed was that with free time, with, you know, with you and the podcast and content creation or my girlfriend and hanging out with her or family, whatever it is, my day started after work ended. Now my day is when I wake up.
Well, I think it's now the free time and the work is the same because we love the work.
Exactly.
And the free time is that.
So if you quantified everything I did today that would be relevant to my future and my success, then I did a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just hung out.
Of course. Because, I mean, it was the talk with Vin. It was the call with Alon. It was with Mike and the product
and
Steve came in. So we were all hanging out because we surrounded ourselves with people that we love, but it's also the people that we are building with
It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
Because I feel it like does. I shouldn't be having fun while pursuing my passions and my dreams. It's weird. It does feel very, very odd because I'm not used to it.
And you know what I'm just thinking of? You and I right now, we sound like the cliche motherfuckers with millions of dollars who are like, you just have to follow your passion and your surrounding has to be who you love and you'll just succeed. And I've always heard those people and been like, okay, I mean, there's truth to it. Cool. But that's so cliche. And you've just been saying it over and over again.
What are your
and now we're sitting here and it's literally the truth. It is literally the truth.
Because I think what we think is we automatically assume that the money in the bank is the ultimate goal. That's what's going to write this path for you.
Of course. But the people saying it are usually really successful and rich.
Yeah. But they're talking to an audience, like a physical audience at a stage, and they were picked because of all their success. But if you caught them early on, they either didn't have the time to do the talk. They didn't have a podcast. They didn't have the ability to do this. So we're talking about what we're feeling right now in the moment. I don't feel super successful on the level of finances right now, but I feel like I'm setting up the groundwork so that in the future that becomes a non-issue. And I get to do more of what I'm doing now. So it's just perpetuating this lifestyle that I'm introduced to right now and then solidifying the finance part of it later. Happening now, but solidified later. And, you know, that's ultimately the goal, but that pursuit is going to be enjoyable, and by enjoyable I just, you know, what we've listed, just being around fitness and health and people who are like-minded, being around people with positive energy and no boss hanging over your shoulder or a quota of things that need
corporate
to be done
structure.
Some sort of structure that you know is ineffective or inefficient, but you still have to do it to appease somebody.
But
I don't have
without
to do
all
that
anymore. Though without all that, we do have a big responsibility to structure ourselves.
Yeah,
because then we could, just like you started slacking off at your job because they weren't questioning you on your calendar, we can easily start slacking off and, you know, month after month, maybe wake up a little later, maybe take a little more time before we get to the studio. I think the right thing to do would be to structure a time, you know, get here in the morning, structure something where we work out together, podcast right after, and then calls after. And then once we have the supplements and the service and the product and everything, you know, work on that after, and then leave time at night to go home
for yourself, yeah,
and relax,
meal prep, and actually get all the food. Because
the structure is our responsibility now.
Yeah,
it's not just a free for all.
But what I've been noticing over the past couple of days, which you're 100% right, is I've been coming here just saying, okay, now what? Mm-hmm. You know, just like I'm here, hello, you know. And there was
show
never
me the way.
Yeah, there was never like a written thing, but we were just sitting here like, what do we feel like doing right now? Like, which one of the tasks that we are aware of do we feel like doing? And we were pretty good with that. But now
that there's a lot.
Now sifting through everything, now there needs to be like, all right, Wednesday's going to be the day that we attack the, you know, Thursday's going to be a podcast day. So before that, let's just get a workout in. Let's build content. Let's do that, right? And then we'll just be able to look at our – once we get two or three trial weeks in and we build our client base for training, it's going to be very simple to find that groove and to know when common time is and all shit like that. But enough about ourselves. Okay, because I feel like we're talking about ourselves heavy.
What are you jumping to?
I want to talk about the big picture here. And
ooh,
I want to go into
that?
Something that you introduced to me the other day, and it has blown the fucking doors off of what I think is going on this planet.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if you've ever seen the show or the
documentary.
Netflix special documentary.
It was it Netflix that made it?
It's Netflix. Well,
or,
Netflix
or PBC.
Hosts it. Netflix hosts it. BBC. It
BBC.
Might be BBC. But no, I don't know. I don't think it.
What is it?
What is it? National Geographic.
Thanks, babe.
Thank you, Caitlin. Appreciate all of that. One Strange Rock on Netflix. If you haven't seen it and you don't want this to spoil what you're about to watch.
I don't think it would spoil it.
And I don't think it will.
I don't think it would spoil it at all. Take that back.
I'm going to give a preface very, very light on what this is about. And then you kind of just go in and watch it yourself, because there's really no reason for us to explain it, because we will do no justice at all. But basically, it gives you a giant appreciation for the planet. And not only does it do that, but it shows you that our planet is alive. The whole thing is a living organism. And we look at it like it's a giant rock where life occurs.
We look at it as just we're the life. It's our Earth and we're the life. And
yeah,
we are
like it's
so
glittered on.
Far off from that.
Exactly.
So far off. And when you watch this documentary, it's one season so far and there's 10 episodes. Each episode is 40 to 50 minutes, something like that. And it's basically, if you've ever seen Blue Planet, Blue Ocean, Blue Planet.
You had it.
And then Planet Earth.
Yep, there you go.
Documentaries of just nature. It's that times 100. It is so well done.
I don't even think it's that. It's the shots and all the films are like that.
It's definitely easy to it to that.
You can, because if you're into – all right, so are you into Planet Earth or Blue Planet? If you're into those type of things, you'll kill for this. But it is not like that, because it's not porn. I feel like it's like porn. I feel it's like it's Earth porn.
Explain.
Yeah, it's Earth porn. Like when you watch like Blue Planet, it's just like, look how sexy the water is. Look how awesome these whales are. Holy
you're right.
Shit! Look
you're,
at them.
I know
feeding.
What you're saying.
But like this isn't. This is look at Africa. How Africa affects the Northern Hemisphere. Look at how South America basically, like,
well, the Earth
fertilizes this other part of the world, which then creates water for the rest of the world, which then creates
diatoms. You know what the cool part is? And, like, the very, whoa. I know, but the very cool, the extremely cool part is that the story is told by 8 astronauts.
Totally forgot about that. Yes.
It is told by astronauts who spent, some of them, 100-plus days in space.
Combined 1,000 days in space.
Yep, and you see footage of them and a lot of footage from space that is all real, and you got to think of, okay, think of the cameras nowadays, 2019, how beautiful they are. And now think of NASA's cameras in 2019. They are incredible. The images and videos and stills they produce blow my mind. And that's honestly one of the main reasons that this documentary is, I can easily say, my favorite documentary I've ever seen.
By far. And I haven't even watched all of it.
Because the clips are so clear. I watch this and I'm like, how did they get that? How did they get that clip? That is not possible.
They time-lapse things to make the Earth actually look. So, like, relative to our size, right, there are speeds and velocities and things that we could see, right? So if I was to throw a baseball at Justin, he would catch it in real time in what we consider real time. But if the Earth was to throw a baseball at, you know, Saturn, it would take 4 fucking ever. But things relative to the size of Earth and Saturn would see it the way that we saw the ball being thrown. So when we watch these things in slow-mo, in fast mode, in time-lapse, right? So they're showing, like, icebergs in time-lapse. They're showing
they literally show icebergs moving because the time-lapse is so fast. They had a camera sitting for, like, the 3 months.
The tide, like, how the tide actually rippled the water. But then they show how, like, these dust particles get sent in dust storms, and we, as animals on the planet, because we don't have the aerial view that the astronauts have, we see a giant dust storm, and we think, that's just sand, and then it gets blown towards the water, and then the end. But when you're up in space, you see this giant cloud, orange cloud going from the Sahara in Africa, crossing the ocean, seeing a very fine cloud, very, very light cloud, like translucent cloud going over the water, making its way over to Brazil. And then fertilizing the forest, which then
the tropical rainforest.
That tropical rainforest gets fertilized, right, and produces green plants, which take the sunlight and convert sunlight into oxygen, and that oxygen fuels us. But not only is that the case, the water that it picks up from the ground goes through the trees, the abundance of trees in the Amazon. That those trees harbor that water. That water evaporates from the sunlight up into the air, and then there's a river in the sky, which is just a storm system.
He's not kidding.
Water.
A river in the sky, and they have videos of this.
The time lapses put everything into perspective because we cannot see things at that real time, so we just see a giant cloud of white, and we go, that is fog. Fog is stagnant. Blah, 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 right? But when you put it in time lapse, the shit goes like a river up into different mountain ranges all the way down Chile and then comes right back in and ferments the entire fertilizes. Ferments. Holy shit, I've been drinking too much kombucha. Right? It comes right back into the rainforest and re-fertilizes everything. And the whole Earth is intertwined in so many different ways that if you watch this documentary, you'll realize how A, insignificant you are, B, how awesome the planet is, and C, how much everything that we do affects everybody around us in a different way. And every part of this planet has something to do with another part of the planet.
Yeah, it's like they literally say anything that happens on one side of the planet will affect the other. And it's so true. And the second episode, did you see how the molten lava in the middle of the Earth, when it moves and the iron or magnetic field
I don't know if that's the second one.
Oh, no, that's deep.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Am I ruining for you?
My night.
Bro, all right. No, listen to this.
As we ruin yours.
The lava in the middle of the Earth is constantly churning, like hard. And there's iron, magnesium, and a whole bunch of metals. Mm-hmm. And they're churning so hard that Earth has a huge magnetic field. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that's why we're the only planet that's not roasted by the sun. All the other planets didn't survive because they don't have that magnetic field bouncing off the sun rays off them. Astronauts in space, they were explaining their suit has to withstand 250 degrees Fahrenheit all the way down to -117. And those levels come from when they hit the sun. And one of the astronauts explaining is like, you guys look at the sun and you just see blue skies and, you know, a little yellow white. He's like, that's not what the sun looks like. You're seeing it through 4 or 5 miles of particles. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're in space, the sun is an a beast. He's like, all our windows on the space shuttles are highly, highly tinted and UV'd. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's one window that's not. And he explained, he's like, if you stand in front of that window, in 10 to 15 seconds, your skin starts getting completely red if you're in view of the sun. He's like, the sun is so strong, and we are the only planet that the magnetic field is so strong because of all the minerals in the middle turning that it blocks and deflects the sun rays, giving us life.
I got to watch this.
Dude, wow. It's like, I'm on episode five.
I have a science boner right now.
It's like, but you watch these, and not only are the facts so incredible, but the images and videos, like we said before, are so incredible. So together, like you just said, like you watch it, you shut it off, and you're like, wow, thank you, life. Yeah. Like, thank you, everything.
Like, you needed this. It's a reality check.
It is a reality check. Cool. And I suggested to one of my clients who's head over heels, just obsessed with the fact of like, I need striations, and can't get over that.
She's obsessed with her body image.
Exactly. Obsessed with body image. And I actually said, and I was like, you know what? I suggested, watch this documentary. And I actually have to get back to her and see how it was. But I guarantee you, I think it has to. It has to a little bit. Because it's so moving.
I totally agree. I mean, I don't know if that'll be the kicker for some people. I feel like you almost have to have a slight appreciation. But I hope. Believe me, I'm totally on board. I hope she could view the positive in it. But that's another thing for us as well. Like, the impact that you could have on someone's life through what we're doing here in the studio, right? Like, having people here. And one thing I noticed, because I haven't been doing this hands-on, but recently I have, right? So I've been doing a lot of research with nutrition, diet, and we've been talking about it on here and how you would implement it and how this could help you, how lifestyle can change the way you feel, your mood, your metabolism, sex drive, all those different things. How do you maintain homeostasis in your life? Like, all those things we talk in theory, but finally being able to put it into play here, having clients, having people that I get to interact with and apply these principles to. And I'm seeing the way that they're changing, the way that their philosophies on life are changing. And also now I'm coming into contact with people who need help with lifestyle and need help with diet, need help with their, you know, overall just guidance through life on a biological level. Like, how do I make sure that my meat vehicle is taken care of, right? And I think we focus so much on what the diet plan is, the meals, the recipes, the workouts, the programming, like that, instead of focusing on the individual and what's going on at home, how they feel about themselves, how they view the world, how they interface with the world, how does that affect them hormonally through sleep and all these different factors of life and how everything is a system. There's parallels between what we watched on that show on how just something in Brazil – right, on something in Africa, I'm sorry, the dust storms in Africa can fertilize
South America,
but you would think that these two camps are totally different. You have one side of the Atlantic Ocean versus the other side, and they're two totally different things.
It's one organism.
Exactly.
And that's just like life. It's just like a human being. You're one organism.
Exactly.
So focusing on only your muscular system, you know, it doesn't work like that. Your muscular system, your digestive system, your CNS.
Sleep.
It is all connected. Your sex drive, all affects each other.
Your fulfillment through life, what you're doing day to day, how does that affect
and
the way
I think
that you,
that's, I think
you
this is
talk
the,
to people?
I think that aspect that we like to teach is the evolution of fitness we're seeing right now.
Holistic. The word sucks because it has such a negative connotation. People think, oh, it's yoga and granola and veganism. And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but like, that's what holistic sounds like. It sounds like, oh,
essential
let me
oils
spray
and
my sage. Let me just, I'm going to put sage on everything and my chakras.
Yeah,
and,
no, that's, like, you're, cut this you're right.
Shit.
You're right.
Look, let's stop with that. Okay, it might be real, it might not be, but let's get down to the nitty gritty. Like, what's really happening in your life? And this thing that we embody, our body, our nervous system, all these different things have needs, right? It has specific needs that are tailored to our evolution, things and our environment. They're tailored to our environment, which through our evolution, we've been carved into this organism. And we need to mimic those stresses. We need to mimic the successes in modern life. And it's almost impossible for people who, you know, have a typical lifestyle, your typical 9-to-5, eat processed foods, sit at a desk all day at their 9-to-5, don't
drive home, sit in the car, get home,
listen
sit,
to music,
watch Netflix,
fill their brain with drama, emotionally stimulating things, nothing that's intellectually stimulating, nothing that takes effort. We try to resist effort because we put in effort for somebody else's fulfillment. We're stuck in that cycle.
Well,
then
we've
we
been
wonder
on
why we
we've
can't
been on
sleep.
A drive, an evolutionary drive to resist effort.
Yep.
How can we make shit easier? Make it easier. Make it easier. Oh my God, this technology makes life easier. And it's honestly ruining us.
But there's a giant mask. Because
now look at everyone missing something.
They have blindfolds.
Yeah. What are you sipping? What is that?
This is water.
Oh, really? What happened to your big jug?
My big jug is over there. Jen, thank you so much for drinking it. Jen visited today, and she loves my giant Yeti, which is a half gallon.
Didn't you get her one?
I didn't get her one because she probably would lose it.
Oh.
It's a good chance she's going to lose it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jen was funny and today. I was dying laughing at Jen today. She's such a hot mess.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She'll walk in. With her work and her papers. And
oh, God.
But you know what you said? It was so right. You said she's so fast twitchy. She's like a fast twitch muscle.
She's all type 2 muscle fibers.
Yes. And it's right because that's just like quick. Like, da 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 da. And I got to do this. Oh, and this. And then, and it's so, you know what? You know what? Prove that to me when you said that. The other day I was writing on the dry erase board. And Frank gives me his blue marker. It's Frank's dry erase board and Frank's marker. So I'm writing with the blue marker, and the tip is completely smashed in. And I'm just like, I didn't say anything. I'm writing with it. And then he hands me the red one. The red one's perfect. And I take the blue again. I'm like, bro, like, what is this? How did you do this? And he's like, well, it wasn't like that. Jen decided to do calculus one day, and that's how it turned up. So I picture her with the dry erase board just like, and just doing calculus, slamming the pen down. It's literally shoved back up the pen.
It makes no sense. I tried to do it with the red. I was like, what force does it take to actually push this down? And I couldn't even get it. I was like, how hard is she writing with her thumb? Like, just in a fist?
Oh, that's so funny. I was cracking up laughing. But I mean, I'm not.
But it's
her and Caitlin are so overwhelmed with work for, you know, nursing school right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But
so I get it. You
it's,
know?
But it's funny. It is funny. She could just come
no
into
hard
my
feelings.
Room.
No, it was just really funny. She was spilling sauce everywhere in her food, and you were.
She's like, no, I'm still eating. Like,
you were
still
cleaning
eating.
It, and there was mess everywhere, and she's like, and it was really funny. It was amazing.
She found her. She got her paper. She's like, no, I don't need this. Tosses it like across
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's my studio that we just, you know, put a lot of money into, and we just got a week ago. I still want this place to be clean right now.
So funny, man. I love it. But you know, that's you gotta acknowledge and appreciate,
of course,
your differences,
of course, because we both
respect
love these girls.
Them. Yeah, I mean,
so it's
off
like,
the charts.
Like, it's like they almost can't do any wrong.
It really can't. You know? It's annoying. I'm like, why can't I get pissed at this?
You know what I did the other day? Leaving Trader Joe's.
You left Trader Joe's that's
while
I
was leaving.
Yeah.
Someone in my family stole my tote bags.
Your tote bags.
My tote.
Are those like the ones that you buy?
Oh,
once?
You live in NASA.
NASA, yeah, I live in NASA Space Station.
No, you live
bro.
In Nassau County.
Yeah, I do live in
so Nassau. Long Island, for those of you who don't know Long Island,
I know what you're
saying. Is split into two.
Well, it's split into many.
Many, but okay, whatever.
Whatever. Long Island.
We're in two different regions. Yeah. I'm in Suffolk County, he's in Nassau County.
He's in the east, I'm in the west.
So in my county, plastic bags are banned. No, they
charge extra for them.
Yeah, you have to, instead of banning them, because in France they're actually completely banned. But here, they're not banned.
He found a way to put France in this podcast, guys. Thank you. And it took him 35 minutes.
Bienvenue à la France.
And?
Okay, so here you have to pay for bags. And so what everyone does now is they carry around tote bags. And it's basically like a hefty beach bag, almost.
Yeah, like a burlap.
A burlap bag, exactly. And you have two or three of them. They fit all your groceries, and you just reuse them every time.
Yeah,
it's actually really convenient.
Too.
You know, you could what?
You could eat them when you're done, too.
No, that didn't work.
All right, guys.
Well, I'm going to bring in a bag.
We're going to wrap up this podcast here. Thank you.
I'm going to bring in a bag. I'm going to make you eat it.
Yeah, show me. All right.
I'm going to make a YouTube video.
It'd be hardcore fiber, bro. Feed my mutt.
That's right.
Fuck.
Stop talking.
My gut microbiome.
So anyways, someone in my family took my tote bags, and I sound like a pussy saying
my
that.
My tote
but
bags.
But it's annoying because now I go food shopping. I got nothing. So I had to pay for these bags, right? And the bags you pay for are like some brown paper bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I filled it to the top. And I made a joke with the cashier. Literally made a joke. I go, watch this rip. Like, no. What I say? I was like, what's the weight limit on this? Right? And then she laughed and she was like, I don't know. It's a lot. Surprisingly, I was like, oh, okay. Leave Trader Joe's, two bags filled. And just like you see in the movies, just pop, whoosh, hits the floor. My eggs break. Right. But this girl comes out. I guess she saw it, who works at Trader Joe's. And she's like laughing. And at this point, I'm cracking up laughing. I'm like, just like the movies. Like literally my handles break.
Both of them?
One of them. The handles break and the bag hits the floor. Eggs roll out. It was just like perfect. And I'm just like, oh my God. So then she's like, oh,
my free range eggs. Oh no. Anyway,
so she runs out and she's like, oh, is everything all right? And I'm like, yeah, it looks like just the eggs broke. And then I pick up the bag, and there is the entire thing is soaked.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh. No, she goes, she's like, oh, it looks like there's more than just eggs. And there was two big bottles of olive oil at the bottom that just exploded. So glass and olive oil everywhere, all over my groceries. So they actually, Trader Joe's, she took that bag, took everything that was in it, and replaced it all, and just let me go. And I was just like,
hell yeah. This was faulty equipment.
I've stuffed the shit out of the bags, dude.
Well, I mean,
because I had to pay for them, and I was being cheap. You know? I was like, nah, we could fit more. She was literally like, you want another bag? I'm like, nah, we could fit more. And I was just stuffing the top.
You have to pay for them?
Yeah, you got to pay for bags around
here.
How
much are they? I guess 10 cents?
I literally think they're 10 cents.
Oh, there you go. Well, you learned a lesson, you frugal fuck.
No, but I have totes. I paid like a good amount of money for totes.
I get it.
That sounds so gay. Yeah. I have totes.
Nothing against... gay people.
You don't even have to say that. Yeah. I just sound
you
gay.
Have to, though.
No, you don't.
And it sucks.
You don't, because, like, this is
if you can't
sound,
handle that, fuck
this
you
is
and stop
the
listening.
Sound that gay people make. And that's normal. There's nothing
oh my
wrong
God,
with
he's
that.
So good at it. Oh,
thank
no.
you. It's a
Trish,
French thing.
It's Trish.
Oh, Trish. Dude, we have to make another skit like that.
We'll talk
people
about
are
it.
Asking for it. I swear to God.
I know. I saw it. I'm kind of pissed.
We need to
get another wig.
We need to get another wig, because we had to share the wig. If you don't know what we're talking about, we made a skit where we both wore wigs, and I was Trisha. And you were...
Who the hell was I? Jessica. I'm done here. Caitlin's like, I don't hear you guys. I'm not even listening to music.
No, she's smiling. She hears us. Okay.
Anyway, you got a nice list over there.
I did. And one thing I want to talk about...
Tell us, Trish.
...was our entire room...
Don't do that.
Our entire room is filled with padding. Yeah. And it is the perfect fart-absorbing material.
Yo. All right. We're going to tell
you
everyone
and
what
I,
we did
dude.
The other day. Okay?
Oh, with the
so,
chairs? Oh
so Justin and I spend a lot of time in our office. We don't have office hours, but we make them, right? And we've been in here a while. And first day here, I was wearing leggings. I was wearing leggings that day. And you were wearing whatever the fuck you were wearing.
I always wear joggers.
Joggers. Nothing something else. Thin. And, yo, I got red lentil pasta I've been eating for the past couple of days. And my
like
ass
without
is
the
a
pasta,
trumpet.
Though, without the pasta, we're always pretty gassy.
I know. Yeah.
We
had
a lot of
like
protein.
This one time was like, all right, Frank, can you stop? Remember?
It was a lot.
Was
I was even getting, like, I fart and I like to fart. And I was even getting pissed. I was like, dude, you got to stop.
It was
you're
gross.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I'm not.
Because I was either I'm leaving or I'm staying here and farting. But by like 6 p.m., from 6 p.m., I look down. No, Justin goes, yo, smell your seat.
No, I kept saying, like, dude, it smells like you farted. And you're like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, fuck, did I fart?
Yes.
And I was like, no, I didn't. And that would go on every 10 minutes. I was like, dude, you definitely farted. Smells like shit. And you'd be like dead serious. No, I didn't this time. And I was actually questioning if I was farting because it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And then
he goes, yo, smell your seat. And I was like, I guess, like, sure. Bro. Our seats are shit. They are
We have,
shit.
Like, this cushion. It's not a leather
Sorry,
seat.
Sorry, guys. We have to talk about this.
And it's
this
just
super
it's,
important.
It seeps in.
It's
and it stays.
Gross. So we're going to buy.
Yeah, we didn't do anything yet.
I was going to say we bought it just so people aren't grossed out by coming in here. But we're going to have to do some scrubbing on these seats very
Some
soon.
Spraying. And then around the walls, everything's the
it
same
absorbs.
Foam, too. So I feel like over time, it's just going to be one smelly ass studio.
Yeah, well, we're
But
good.
We have an essential diffuser.
We
Holistic.
Do. We do, yeah.
And there's some kind of lavender in there right now. So
we have the
nice.
Tree of life over there. We're going to refer to every day. You guys can figure out what it is. But yeah, this is it was good getting to know how this is going to work, because I know there's going to be a giant stink problem in here.
There is, because it's not that big of a
bro.
Studio.
We are horrible human beings.
And also, when we heat up our food, we always have
like
weird,
salmon
weird shit.
And, like,
salmon,
bison,
tuna,
eggs.
Yeah. The burnt veggies for some reason smell really bad.
Like cauliflower smells like shit when you eat it.
But it tastes so good.
It tastes great, but you should eat it quick.
And we don't just smell up the studio. The issue is that we smell up the gym.
The whole thing.
So sorry, anybody listening who works out at Outlift.
No, it's a great gym. Don't trash talk our gym, bro.
I'm gonna trash talk our scent.
Trash talking our gym, bro.
I'm trash talking our scent.
I'm just fucking
dude, definitely.
You know what's weird? I'm actually starting to get a little bit of sniffles. little bit of sniffles.
Really?
Today.
Like right
I
haven't, now?
Yeah, but like everything else is good though. Like my throat is good. I do not feel any sickness. And I have to tell you, I'm gonna knock on wood here.
This is MDF fake.
Since I whatever, started eating anti-inflammatory foods and just kind of really focusing on nutrition and not eating anything processed, and religiously eating fresh garlic and different, like, turmeric.
Garlic, turmeric, and honey.
And natural probiotics like sauerkraut and kombucha. I have not gotten sick at all.
I don't remember last time I was sick either.
Like, I have the sniffles right now for some reason. I think there's something in here. Like, I'm a little allergic. No, like, right now. Like, it just happened right now. Because I just noticed. It's like, I haven't had the sniffles in forever. Nice. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on. But regardless, I have not felt shitty at all. Like, my energy has always been very, very good. My inflammation, I don't have inflammation in my joints. And it's
– but now we know it's been going on for so, –
Yeah, no, we know why. It's proof in the pudding.
Nutrition. Hello. That was the first hiccup I've ever done on here.
Congratulations.
That was cute.
Yeah. That's what it was. But seriously though, this is one thing that, you know, I notice now. Normally every year I get some sort of allergy. Then when spring rolls around, I get a little sniffly and I get itchy around my eyes because of the pollen. And
hold on, you said allergies. I know we talked about this, but my allergies went away
completely.
I'm literally not allergic to cats anymore. I was highly allergic to cats.
Yes, I noticed that too.
I take my cat and I shove its face in my face. Like, okay. You ever squeeze a cat's face?
No, I haven't.
I do that all the time.
Scares the shit out of me.
Because I hate cats, so I'm just like, I see it and I'm like, fuck you. But it's like cute, so you like play with it and it kind of likes it. But I'm not allergic. Usually that would puff up my eyes. I'm talking like last year.
Yeah,
my entire life I was allergic to cats, and now for some reason I'm not. And I know why it is now. It all goes down to gut health, and my gut health has improved so drastically from my nutrition that it has fundamentally changed aspects of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm changed. I'm literally not allergic to cats anymore.
Yeah.
And this summer, when the summer rolls around, we're going to see if I'm allergic to pollen still. Because I was so allergic to pollen, popping Claritin every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And Claritin, I would still die of allergy attacks with taking Claritin daily.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with
that. So this summer is we're going to test that.
Yeah. I remember I had to do community service for something I did as a kid. And
you say it so like, yeah, I'm ashamed.
I don't feel like talking about it on this one, so we'll talk about it another day. Maybe
we talked about it.
I
already.
Did. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So go back to one of those episodes. Don't know when it happened, but
yeah. Good luck finding it.
Listener, have fun. So I had to do community service, and I went to an animal shelter, and I was supposed to be
I would have died,
bro. There was a room like double the size of the studio now. So figure, I don't know, just like 20 feet down by like 10 feet, and the studio is bigger than that. Whatever. But that's how big – it was very small, right? And we're sitting in there, and we're like, oh, no, I'm fucked. There's, like, 30 cats in here. Like, ooh. The second I walked in and I sat down, I saw the cats that were all, like, stacked up on cages and a couple of puppies, but it was a lot of cats. And I'm sitting in there. I had no idea because I was never around cats as a kid. And I'm supposed to stay here for 4 hours a day, right? And within the first 15 minutes, I'm like, dude, my eyes are, like – they're faucets. Mm-hmm. And my nose, right around the bridge of my eye, the bridge of my nose in between my eyes, was so itchy.
I'm watering up as you talk. Yeah. It's like
it was so itchy. My nose was getting stuffy and my throat was clogging up. My throat was clogging up and like my skin around my neck was getting itchy. I was like, I never feel this
way. Bro, I remember that.
I was like, ugh. I'm clearly allergic to these things. And now, so there I had to leave. I was like, I gotta cut this shift short. Like, I'm gonna lose my shit. So I ended up cleaning discs at a library and stacking them.
Like CDs? Alphabetical.
Yeah, CDs. Like in the audio section, I had to take this little machine, put wax on some of the CDs, put it in and go.
Can't they find something more beneficial to like
ridiculous. It's
change
just,
like the minds of those types of kids? Not that you are that type of kid, but good luck. You just fell into a stupid event.
Silly.
But, like, for the kids who actually go through community service for really bad shit, like, can't you find something more stimulating so they, like, find something passionate? No. Not just cleaning library CDs?
It's free labor for a bunch of people who don't want to be in a certain place. That's exactly what that is, you know? So where was I going with that?
Allergies.
So I was at the library cleaning CDs and shit, so that ended. But now when I go visit – so I'll go over my girlfriend's sister's house, her apartment, and they have a bunch of cats, right? And – it's a very concentrated area of cats, and we were hanging out.
Are we talking like 3 cats or like 6, 7?
3 to 4, I think, or something around there. Like, just that's a lot. Cats. They're just chilling, hanging out.
I really hate cats so much.
I'm not really a fan because I've never had like a good relationship with a cat. But
you can't. They do
what
they don't even care.
Yeah, they're
not cool.
So I go up there and I'm like, I'm gonna be fucked up here, man. Like, I know it. I'm screwed. I hung out for 4 hours, 5 hours, and we were totally cool. Like, we spent the whole day, a whole night up there in a party, and not even a sniffle, not even a little bit. Like, ugh, my throat's getting a little itchy. Like, totally fine. That was the test right there. And I was petting them and shit, and like, not an issue at all. And I was aware. I was like trying to be aware. Like, oh, am I going to get it? Am I going to feel weird? Maybe I'm safe. Totally good. I was with like my uncle yesterday who was sick, you know. Was
that your stomach? Gurgle.
No, it was a throat gurgle right there.
I heard that through the headphones. I don't know if you're going to hear it through the car.
Doubt it. But so
weird.
I was with my uncle who was kind of sick, and he was in here, and I feel absolutely fine. You know, I haven't felt any issues yet. So, dude, I mean,
it's crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff.
It just goes to show. I mean, you have to focus on your health, and then everything around you will slowly, slowly form, and just keep taking each little piece of your life, making it better and better. It took me 4 or 5 years of actually giving – no, 3 to 4 years of actually caring about health instead of caring about macros. No, but like this specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Caring about like macros and just like, oh, how much should I eat so I maintain, or how much should I eat to cut fat? Fuck all that.
Because that's the easy thing to market.
It's also easy to track, too. I think that's a great way for people to start.
Yes,
100%. Focusing on nutrition is just in the balancing act of calories in versus calories out. Then after that, designing the calories, what type of calories should I have? Now that I've fine-tuned that and put more fiber and vegetables and more colored foods in my diet, it's just like – and then probiotics.
And if you're listening and you're thinking that nutrition is way too complicated to even start and you're lost – don't you worry. We have something coming up soon that will help you to the T, and you will not be confused about anything, and I will leave it at that. Now, I do want to jump into this question. When I was getting my hair cut a couple weeks ago, this question popped up, and it was such a cool conversation. I was like, we need to ask this on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
And the question was, what would you change if you could go back to high school? Wow. It's a very simple question, but then you got to think, like, are you going back with the same mentality as now? And remembering everything, are you going back the same age? Are you going back into just the setting of high school?
Well, yeah. So let's just – my brain can't – I can't process going back in time with my current thought process. It would be impossible.
But
I would just have superpowers.
But you would need that, because then how do you know
– that's what I'm saying.
Because so then it wouldn't be cool to go back,
if
right?
you could change one thing, is that what you said? Or what would you change?
No, what would you do if you could go
so
back to high school?
So many things I would change. Yeah. So if I had to go back to high school in the time period that it was –
That also was a question.
There's so many
we brought
things
up.
I could be like, all right, look, I would invest all my money in Bitcoin, wait for this thing to happen. I would pull out from the stock market.
No,
completely.
more less financials, more of like what kind of person would you be?
This is why you can't ask me questions like this, because I'm literal as fuck. I will ruin
the
all
question
the fun.
That also popped up was like, would you go back now in 2019, or would you go back in the 2010, 2012 period?
I would go back in 2019 only because I'm set up to do so.
See, I wouldn't. Because I feel now kids in school is so different, even though it's only like a 7 year difference.
If you know what you know now, what are we talking here?
Yes. If I know what I know now, I wouldn't even want to go back to 2019 high school, because I feel like kids are so on their phone and it's so superficial and there's no fun. Because I remember in high school for me, it was fun. And I think a major part of that was because of the lack of social media. I mean, Instagram came about when I was a senior in high school or a junior.
About, yes.
So I think
senior, because I was senior.
2012, right?
Yeah.
2012 was Instagram.
I got
so we didn't have that. Like, sure, we had MySpace, but it wasn't as obsessive as
it
is now.
It wasn't as instant.
Or that.
Literally.
Or
like,
that.
That's what matters, because Facebook was like, when I get home, I'm putting a Facebook status.
Yes, yeah,
because
we didn't have it in our pocket as much.
Instagram was only in your pocket, and that was the first thing to go viral, so to speak. The first medium to actually take lift.
So, okay. So let's pretend we go back to that age.
Yeah, fine. I'll do that.
2010
at that time.
Time. And then also we keep our memory of now.
Oh, God, man.
So how would you act differently? Would you have your same friends? Would you even care about high school?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't care about high school at all. I mean, this, I feel like, is a very obvious answer. It's going to come out. But I would totally 100% focus on outside relations, right? I would not go to school. But
well,
I can't say I wouldn't
kinda
go to school. Like, not high school. I would go to high school. I'm saying college.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I wouldn't go to college. I would have kept my job that I was let go from from the beginning, right? I would have followed what I needed to and then dedicated only 2 or 3 days a week. Just because I know, like, a lot of times you look back and you're like, oh, man, if only I was a little bit less lazy. Let's do a little bit more. I wish I only had, like, this much more time. No. You're not going to have that energy. You can't. You're not going to have that energy to be like, oh, let's pump out another 3 hours of productivity a day. You're not going to. There's a natural energy flow. I would have had days where, like, I went out with my friends and just, like, spilt a Friday and a Saturday and just completely ruined it for myself. Like, went out and just drank, spent money.
You didn't do that?
I would have just knocked all that off the table.
Oh, knocked it off, you're saying? I thought you were saying you would go back and do that.
No.
I didn't do that? Because that was, like, what we all did.
It was just like I slid into the weekend barely holding on. And yeah, I was like, oh, 100%. God, finally. Oh, let's get fucked up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then, like, Sunday would roll around and I'd be like, oh, okay, let's try to get things back in order here. Oh, I got work and school. Let's go, go, go. And it was just constantly spending my time doing shit that didn't matter. And I would.
But you don't think that when you're in high school. Exactly. And that's the crazy part of this question, because you're like,
the one thing I want to take home is just the fact that college means absolutely nothing when you're not in a major relevant to what you want to do, right? So for me, it was business. When I first started, it was accounting and finance. I thought money, 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 money. That's not how you make money. You make money maybe if you're on Wall Street, but then you have to be kind of crooked. You kind of have to be more of like a – you have to lack empathy and kind of just like stroke people, you know, and I can't do that. I'm not doing that. Then I went pre-med thinking I wanted to be a doctor and then found out through my hospital job that I didn't want to be that person that I was talking to on the phone. I would speak to doctors all the time. I fucking hated it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to do this.
What would you call them
for? I don't want to be on call. To deliver results. So I would call, like, oh, there's an abnormal result on patient so-and-so.
Oh, for your work.
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah. When I first worked in the client service department. Then I worked in sales and marketing, and I was out on the road with autonomy. I would have taken that job same way I did it now, except I would have fulfilled the criteria, what was necessary, worked the full day. But instead of saying there's got to be light at the end of the tunnel, there's got to be light at the end of the tunnel, at some point I'm going to do something that I love, and going for my master's degree with that, mind you, because I went for my master's at night. So I would go in the morning, work. Right out of that, I would go to maybe the gym. I would cut out at like 2 or 3 o'clock, go to the gym, and then I'd go to school at 5:30 for a class or 6 o'clock for a class. And then that was my day. Instead of going to school for my master's, I would have not, and I would have tried to build a personal training business on the side, something like what we're doing now, and just started it. I don't want to go into like, oh, I would have invested in that, and like, because that's what I'm thinking right now.
That's
like,
easy.
Oh, if I knew.
It's like,
yeah, it's
because
an
now
easy
you
way
know
out.
The ones that blow up.
But I would have invested in myself on a social media outreach level, like where I just kind of did it on my own.
So
freelancing, that's what I mean.
So for me,
I would have done shit on my own.
For me, the original thought is, oh, I'd go back and I'd, you know, stop bullshitting with friends and just kill it on YouTube, because that's when YouTube was hot, like when it started. Because everyone who started back then, that was like the Vine, the YouTube, like they are living large in LA. And I know,
and no one's,
and I'm not saying the goal is live large, but the goal is, you know, those people who did that, they are now able to do what they want
financially,
frugally.
Freedom. Yeah.
Very right. Is that a word?
No, I don't know if that's what you mean though. Why are they doing it frugally? They are financially free.
Yeah, so I fucked that up.
So they're not right ahead. Conserving costs. They have
they get
more
to do
money
what they
than
want
they can do
with freedom.
With.
So originally that's what I thought, but then I think about it and I stopped myself and said no, because in the beginning of high school, ninth and 10th grade, that was really like kind of the days where me and my buddies would ride bikes and we would kind of, you know, we just started getting into girls, and that period of time I wouldn't want to change because it was so fundamentally building for who I am and as a teen that I wouldn't change that. But 11th and 12th for me personally is when I started smoking a lot of weed and doing what you said, wasting time. Weekends were just sliding right by and it was just such a trash waste of time. And I would go back then. And that's when I would change.
Because it wasn't fulfilling. You weren't happy about it.
No.
Right?
Well, now
that's
looking,
where I'm looking at it.
No, today. But during,
I was
during that, I wasn't thinking anything of it. It was like, this is fun. I mean, we're smoking. We just started drinking. Like, holy shit, alcohol. Hell yeah. We're partying. Those girls are hot. Oh my God. Look at those. That was the whole thing. But now looking back at it, oh my God, I would change that in a heartbeat. That's so not important.
Yeah.
I wouldn't focus. I always had a girlfriend. Always had a girlfriend in high school. And it's such a waste of time. Like,
I didn't ever.
Bro, I had so many. I can't even remember how many. I always had to have one for some reason. I was so in high school, when you have a relationship, shit goes wrong every day and it ruins your mood every single day. And it was such a waste of time. Like, you would just have like locker room, locker bullshit. Like, you'd mad and you sharing a locker and you would like purposely not go at the same time. And it was just such a headache for what? Like, you're literally 16 and 17 years old. Like, but it's what you want to do at the time. But now
you
looking back,
an away message, remember?
Oh, the
at the
aim?
Time you needed to be able to say, I love you, Gabby. Hearts and shit.
Yeah, now looking back,
the best date
I wouldn't
my
do
life.
Any of that. I would focus, like you said, on external growth and internal growth.
Yeah, so there's one thing it's hard about this hypothetical, right? Is like, who I am right now is due to everything that's happened in my past, right? So how do I have this perspective without the things that have happened in my past? It's just... it's so hard for me to think of, because there's everything would have a slight tweak to be optimized.
Well, that's
so
thinking. That's if
for
you
me,
think really hard into it.
I know. Because
we do have the ability. We have as humans the ability to think back and be like, oh, this would have been
but what
cool
I am saying,
without processing the future. Like,
so the one thing that I do want to say is, like, one thing that didn't contribute much to my growth. I mean, it probably did subconsciously and through like what people believe, the butterfly effect, like small things, like one day coming home at 2 a.m. Maybe if I came home at 10, my life would have completely changed. I walked into somebody that I didn't, you know, want to see. Shit like that, fine, right? So things change. But if you could kind of carve out a piece and just say, look, this just didn't happen, it would be those weekends where I went out and I would have a shitty night on my way out, because I would, like, be fueled by anger and just the lack of fulfillment as a person. I didn't feel good enough. I was bodybuilding, taking all the supplements I possibly can to try to get bigger. Whatever I thought bodybuilding was at the time, it was just like, I'm not adequate. I need to get bigger. But at the same time, I'm scared of getting fat. So I have this eating disorder. And then I was just – I wish my philosophy was – on health and just focusing on investing in me instead of just trashing my body and self-sabotaging on the weekends and thinking the bigger the better, the more stimulating the better, the more drinking the better the high would be and the better of a night it'll be. And then it never equated. It never made sense. It never materialized into what I thought it would have been. That's the one thing that I would change that probably wouldn't have changed much of my life now. Because I don't even look back and say, oh, I don't want to be that guy. I look back and go, yeah, migraines when I drink. That hurts. I don't want that. But that's it. I don't think like, fuck, man, I made those huge mistakes and like, oh, no, I had that DWI. Like, none of that. I have no regrets or anything in the past. The only thing that I wish I spent that time on the weekends, I wish I spent it more just productive. You know, because I was spending so much time in school and work at the same time, Monday through Friday, that Saturday and Sunday were just like safe havens from those
it's also
obligations.
It's also hard to be productive when you have no responsibilities.
That's
you know,
that's
and that kind of wraps around to exactly how we started this podcast, saying, yeah, you know, we technically don't have responsibilities. We don't have a boss every day telling us what to do. Mm-hmm. But so it's hard to be productive, but we have to implement those responsibilities on our own. And we just didn't have that power in high school, yeah, to implement our responsibilities. To go, okay, shut the video game off and go to bed. Yeah, right.
It's weird, because it's funny you say that, because I remember I had a philosophy just thinking, like, when I was 16, I go, I know I have to save, but, like, I'll start soon. Like, I'll start really caring about the amount of money I'm making.
When I'm an adult?
When I'm an adult, like, later, right? Like, I can't do it now. When I was 18, should I start? Yeah, I mean, I'm 18. That's the adult age, right? I should start. But, like, no one's doing that, right? I could kind of skate by. And you always feel like you can. You can. You could skate by. You could kind of loosen up the belt on that one. Or don't focus too much on that. Don't worry about that. You know, oh, when should I focus on my career? When should I focus on getting a job, like a career job? Questions like that always kind of just fell by the wayside. And then by the time I was 21, 22, I was like, okay. All right. So now I should be really thinking about what I'm going to be doing. Now I should start like applying for jobs or maybe looking outward and trying to see what else I could do. There's a certain pivotal change. And also, I mean, we can't neglect the fact that our cerebral cortex, our brain, is not developed. Like, I just don't have the problem solving hardware to even put things in retrospect and put things out and
maybe
think of them abstractly.
Because I was definitely problem solving, but just not for the right things.
But
like, how am I going to smoke this weed? We don't have a piece right now.
Yeah,
we need to create something.
Think about how short-term that is, right? So I could think of an emotion
that
I will
have
in a year,
I agree.
Right now. I was never able to do that. Like, right now, I could forecast at the end of next May, if I was to do something right now and it would take about a year or so to hit me negatively, I know that I will feel such a way in a year that I actually feel it now, and I feel the anxiety of not being able to or not wanting to feel that later. So I actually have the foresight and the wherewithal to be like, fuck that. You know, won't do that. But back in the day, back in 18, 19, 20, early 20s, I was like, it might not happen. Let's try it. Let's do the thing that we think is probably not going to work out, but fuck it. Like, it was quicker. I was quicker to react. You know, now I'm way more conservative with my thoughts. You know, going on roller coasters, I even think twice about that. I'm like, I like them, but like, I don't really care to go on them. Like, there's possible risk there. Like, I'd rather not.
Now you just sound old.
No, but
now you sound very old.
Hold on.
That was crazy.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
If we go to an amusement park,
I would hop on everything.
Down to go on everything.
Okay.
But I don't want to be like, yo, Saturday, do you want to go to Six Flags? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Back then, I was like, thrill. Let's go. Put our life in danger. Let's all the time. Like, let's go somewhere fast. I was doing motocross. I was riding motocross on the weekends. I really wanted a motorcycle. Things like that. Like, I wanted them. And I was stubborn. And I needed it. Now it's like, I would love to do that. I'd love to rent a motorcycle now in Utah and then go carve the roads. I would love to do that. But I'm not dying to do it this weekend or get my motorcycle license or sneak a bike and bring it here, which I probably should do. You know, things like that. So, you know, sorry, Mom. But, yeah, those are people who hate that. But
yeah, they've helped me. No, it's a good question to it's a good question to help reflect, because you kind of have to think about who you were in the past in high school. Yeah, it's a big man.
It's a big dude. It's like 8 foot.
In the studio here, we have a glass that we like to keep open, so you could just watch this podcast if you like. And a very big man just walked by. Big
good
dude.
Good for him.
He's probably going to lift some serious weight. But yeah, yes, it's a good question to reflect on, because it makes you look at yourself in the past and say, what did I like? What didn't I like? Because what you did in the past, like you said, does structure who you are now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, there's absolutely no if about it.
Yeah. So I think it is a good question. I think people need to do that on like every 5 years. They should do that.
Reflect how the past 5 years have been. Yeah.
And how they affected them now. And then maybe those macro decisions, giant decisions that are, you know, pivotal. Assess how you react to those. Assess how you react to failures. That's very true.
Because life shouldn't end after high school.
Yeah, don't you have peak, your 20s don't to 25. Don't peak in high school, guys. Please.
You have your 30s. Then you have your 40s. People in their 40s go, oh, I'm so old now. Okay, what are you going to say when you're 70? Yeah. What are you going to say when you're 85? If you're extremely old at 65, what are you going to do at 85? Like, come on.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So, and
guys, we're going to...
Yeah, we're going to end the podcast right here.
Yeah. My pits smell like my seat did the other day.
Yeah. You got to go. Frank's got to go home, guys.
So jet.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Young Minds Podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's kind of surreal being in this studio.
It is weird. Looking at you and seeing this checkered pattern behind
me
you.
Me too.
My eyes are like...
Bzzz. Dude, me
I'm
too.
I'm getting dizzy.
At some points, I would stare at you and like the walls would kind of just like... Yeah.
Bro.
Well, geez. Okay.
Bet. I bet you. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And we really appreciate you guys on joining our adventure on the Young Minds Podcast. So whatever the fuck that
no, that was
that
cool.
Sucked.
Bye, right, guys.
See ya.
I'm not fucking leaving.